And we welcome you into Dodger Poke Report for the next edition of Dodgers Down on the Farm for the High A Great Lakes Length. This one might take a while because this was the best series of the year by any affiliate up and down, well, not any affiliate, of any team in the Dodgers organization, and that includes Los Angeles. What the Loons did this last week amidst the rain, the terrible weather, the controversy, all those kinds of things, losing the first game to first place Dayton on the road and then winning five in a row at Dayton was totally, totally impressive. And it was, in my opinion, I don't even think it's close, the best series of any team at any level for the Dodgers this year. So congratulations to the Loons. Congratulations to manager Austin Chubb, hitting instructor Dylan Nashotka, and the rest of the crew. I don't want to leave people out, so I'm going to stop naming people. But to congratulations to all of you with the Great Lakes Loons on a wonderful week at Dayton. And let's go ahead and pair that up this week with another great series at home and get back in first place as the Loons leave this week 2.5 games behind the Dayton Dragons. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get to it and let's talk High A Great Lakes Loons. Welcome back, Jeff Belge, who has been at the complex. He has had his last two starts with the High A Great Lakes Loons, and they have been absolutely fantastic. The 18th round draft pick out of St. John's. He's from Syracuse, New York. Originally threw up his second zero in a row on Sunday since being recalled to Great Lakes. He's 6'5". He had that backdoor slider, as you're seeing in this video working. There's that backdoor slider. And the back, or that was the back foot slider, but he also had the backdoor slider working. He paired that with a fastball that was 92. There's the backdoor slider. The fastball was 92 to 94, as you're seeing in this video. There's the up and in riding fastball at 92 to 94, paired with that back foot slider and then the backdoor slider that we just saw a minute ago. So congratulations, Jeff Belge, on getting back to High A Great Lakes and pitching very, very well. Like Aaron Oceanbind, Kendall Williams has a split finger pitch, and it is very, very, very good. I posted a couple things. In fact, I posted just one post on all of my social media platforms, and the only thing on it was his split finger. Look at how that ball tumbles. It profiles as a changeup, but it is a split finger, and it is, look at the drop on the tumble on that pitch. Very, very, very good. He had another scoreless start on Sunday through three innings. He struck out 8 in a row. Again, Kendall Williams, there's a strike. Look at the tumble on that pitch. He struck out 8 Dragon hitters in a row in his performance on Sunday. His four-seam up in the zone gives the rising riding effect. His splitter gives the tumble, as you see, down the tumble down in the zone. There's the riding effect. He has the slider that gives the cut that breaks away from a right-hander and into a lefty. So he has every shape that he needs for all of his pitches. Plus, he has the plus-plus pitch with the split finger. And then to add all that, he's 6'6", but he only averages 1 walk per start. So this is a young man that has stuff. He has a splitter. He has every shape to every pitch that he could want. But he also knows how to pitch. He doesn't walk a whole lot of people either. So this young man, Kendall Williams, who was brought over in the Ross Stripling trade with Ryan Noda, has a very bright future. Kyle Hurt threw a no-hitter in his last performance. I've showed you video of that. He was absolutely rolling again on Saturday, but then had to be removed for an undisclosed injury. I am not a news media outlet. I just like to cover Dodgers players and talk about how good they are. So I don't try to scoop stuff like that. So I do not have any information on his injury front. But what I'm showing you here, after his no-hitter, his five-inning no-hitter, his last performance out, a rain-shortened 5 innings, this is a 91-mile-an-hour slider. Take that in for a second. 91-mile-an-hour slider for the USC alum Kyle Hurt. What an electric right arm he has. So there's Kyle Hurt, and there's a 91-mile-an-hour slider for him. This might be the best line drive hit of the year. This is what you call a frozen rope off the right-handed bat of Alex DeJesus. This was his 6th home run of the year, and the young left-side infielder, I think he profiles at third base, is hitting .271 now with Great Lakes with an OPS of .903. He's hitting .324. In June with an OPS of .954. So this is a great, here you see some of that weather that the Loons had to deal with in that 5-game win streak against first place Dayton. So Alex DeJesus, a great young prospect in the Dodgers organization. Johnny DeLuca, the Oregon alum, has one of the best combinations of power and speed in the entire organization, and I'll show you why. He leads the team in home runs with 13, then he also leads the team in stolen bases. So this is a dynamic young player who is just now, as the weather is warming up, getting hot. He had a good series with Dayton in terms of getting a lot of hits. So Johnny DeLuca, I think, is getting ready to get hot. So his average can match the fact that he is the team leader in home runs and stolen bases. Kevin Malaszewski, in my opinion, had his best week of the year for the High A Great Lakes Loons. And in this performance, he got a Dodger Poke helmet sticker because Kyle Hurt, we mentioned a minute ago, had to come out after the first inning. And Malaszewski had to come in the second inning. And in this performance, he was very, very, very good. He went three innings. He struck out six. He had that riding four-seam up in the zone. He paired that with the slider combo. That was working big, big time. So Malo, he has not allowed an earned run in his last two outings. Malo has not, as they call him Malo, Malo has not allowed a run in eight out of his last 10 outings. So great week, Kevin Malaszewski. The young international players on the Loons are dynamic. Yorbit Bibas, Eddie's Leonard. And then here you're looking at Jose Ramos, who had, this was actually a game-winning hit from Saturday night. That's Leonard there that just scored. But they are dynamic, and they do a great job of using the biggest part of the field. As you see, this hit is to the opposite field, and they all do it. Ismael Alcantara, Jose Ramos in this picture, and, you know, Edwin Mateo. They do just a fantastic job. Alex De Jesus, who we showed a video of just a minute ago, Diego Cartaya, do a fantastic job of using the entire field, using the big part of the field, and they are all very dynamic. Braden Fisher from League City, Texas, had some competitive energy working Friday night. This video, the situation in this video, he had a one-run lead. He had a runner at third base, no outs. Guess what he did? He struck out the side. The fastballs you're seeing in this video are 96 mile an hour. The sliders that you're seeing are 89. So very well done. Braden Fisher, very clutch. As a matter of fact, Braden Fisher has a habit of doing these things like this, being clutch in these clutch situations. Cole Dunsing came in and put out a fire Friday night right in front of Braden Fisher. Dunsing entered with a runner at first and second, no outs, struck out the next two. He went two scoreless innings. He struck out four. He walked none in that exciting Friday night game where the Loons beat the first place Dragons. Cole Dunsing, one of my favorite young right-handed relief pitchers in the organization, kind of like Aaron Oceanvine. He has kind of that knees and elbows type delivery to him. He makes the hitter uncomfortable. Then he has that. He has that slider that just has a ton of tight movement and tight break to it. And he has a good fastball there, you see, to that four slot. So Cole Dunsing, and look at that competitive energy he pitches with. I love the swag. I love the confidence. He is one of my favorite young, look at that diamond he just dropped, one of my favorite young right-handed relievers in the system. If you talk about Antonio Knowles, you got to talk about that, the slider, because his slider, it needs a name. It is that good. It is a pitch that just is unhittable at times. He has allowed some earned runs lately, but that just shows that he's human. I believe his ERA is somewhere around 2.0 as we speak. But he went something like his first 11 performances, did not allow a run at all. So, and it's because of that slider. And then he has a good fastball to go with it too, and a changeup. So Antonio Knowles, another dynamic right-handed reliever for the Great Lakes Loons. Okay, I'm going to let you be the judge as the outer safe here. This was part of an inning where Lyle Lockhart Jr. gave up two runs and the ball only left the infield one time. As you can see, he was out. The batter runner got called safe. You can see clearly that Lockhart hits the base before the runner does. So tough luck here. And this was part of an inning where he gave up two runs and the ball only left the infield one time. And so kind of tough luck there. But for the rest of his performance that evening, he gave up absolutely no runs. He went five innings, gave up just the two runs in that inning, which were in large part because of this call right here. He was also kind enough to join Dodger Poke. I have interviewed him, and I have written a feature on him. So go to DodgerPokeReport.com. His interview is linked at the top, and you can read all about this Friendswood native Lyle Lockhart Jr. And congratulations to his brother, who just made I believe it's 5A. I believe Friendswood is 5A in Texas high school baseball, but just made the state finals for the Mustangs there in Friendswood. So congratulations to the Lockhart family. Ismael Alcantara had two hits Friday night in the second game for the Loons. It was a doubleheader because Thursday got rained out. And he had two hits in the second game for the Loons. Both hits were clinic. As we mentioned, the international players do such a good job of staying inside the baseball, using the biggest part of the field. And look at the clinic that Alcantara puts on doing that. So I love watching this young hitter. You know, the hitting instructor for the Loons, Dylan Oshotka, joined Dodger Poke, and he talked about, you know, do you have a big gulp or do you have a 12-ounce? You know, the big gulp being the home runs and all the slugging, the 12-ounce being, you know, the base hits like you're seeing here. But no doubt about it that Ismael Alcantara's 12-ounce cup on Friday night was filled to the brim. January might be a cold month, but Ryan January, the catcher for the Loons, is burning hot at the plate. This week's series against Dayton, as of Friday, January was 4-for-6 with 2 home runs, a double, 6 RBIs, and 11 total bases. He's raised his average by 29 points in this series. He is another young man I've had the pleasure of featuring. I have not got to talk to him yet. We've had several occasions where we were supposed to talk, but our schedules just did not work out. I hope to talk to him some point in the future, but I did write a feature article on him, so go over to DodgerPokeReport.com, and you can read all about the talented left-handed hitting catcher for the Loons. Yorbit Vivas had 3 hits in Thursday's game, if I can click play here, for the Great Lakes Loons. Vivas had a 6-game hit streak, or has a 6-game hit streak. He has hits in 8 out of his last 9 games, and during that stretch in his last 9 games, he is 11-for-31 with a home run, 7 RBIs, 16 total bases. This young man is one of the most explosive young prospects in the Dodgers organization. When he swings the bat, he means business. He has very good bat-to-ball skills. Just look how explosive. Look at that. Look how he turned on that ball, how explosive he is. Look at that line drive. That rivals the Alex DeJesus line drive home run we saw from him just a minute ago as just a frozen rope. So one of the best young prospects in the organization. Look at the bat speed and how hard he hit that ball. Your bit, Vivas. Watching Cole Percival close games for the Loons has become must-watch TV. He is just absolutely entertaining to watch. Look at the swag that he pitches with for the Loons. Very competitive, very fun to watch, and he is very dramatic, and he loves the dramatic moments, as you can see in this video. This is from the Thursday game where he threw 2 innings, did not allow an earned run. Matter of fact, he has not allowed an earned run in his last 2 outings and 3. Eddie's Leonard had 2 hits in the first game of the doubleheader on, I believe it was Friday, but again, because they had the bad weather, they had the doubleheader, and Eddie's Leonard had 2 hits in the first game of that. Another one of those explosive young international players, right-handed hitter, shortstop. That is Diego Cartaya scoring on your screen, as you see. So Leonard had the game-winning hit in the 8th inning, and then also had his 17th double. There is that you're seeing on the screen, on the video. So Eddie's Leonard, a very good young infield prospect in the Dodgers organization. Speaking of Diego Cartaya, we just mentioned that he just scored on that last video. This is his 11th home run to right center. Again, another one of those international players that knows how to use the big part of the field for the Loons. This is in the first game of the doubleheader. Yeah, it was on Thursday. That doubleheader was on Thursday. I had that wrong earlier. So the doubleheader is on Thursday. He has hits in 10 of his last 12 games. He's hitting .263 with an OPS of .963 on the year for the Dodgers' number one prospect in the entire organization, Diego Cartaya. I'm glad that you tuned in to another edition of Dodgers Down on the Farm for the High A Great Lakes Loons, and I hope that you visit DodgerPokeReport.com or visit Dodger Poke on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok. This is also going to be a podcast, so go to your podcast streaming service of your choice and search Dodgers Down on the Farm. That's Dodgers Down on the Farm, or you can search Dodger Poke Report, either one. The podcast title is Dodgers Down on the Farm. It is produced by Dodger Poke Report, so I would imagine if you search either one of them, you will find this podcast for High A Great Lakes, or Double A Tulsa, or Triple A Oklahoma City, or Low A Rancho Cucamonga. As always, I'm glad that you've tuned in, and go Dodgers!